And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Stendon, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. A little quieter today, but the RP's in and going on over there, as you'll see from our outdoor camera. And the revisit of John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. It's true. He's here and kind of come out of retirement for a day just to talk to you about and reminisce about that wonderful place down in Baja. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, 1090 AM, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Catine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience. Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. I've been looking forward to this day for a long time, Pete. Good to have a good buddy back in the studio today.
Bring the camera back inside and say good morning to John Ireland.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Yeah, John, been a minute.
This is the first time since you've been on the show that you've been on camera, though.
It is.
Away with the camera. Yeah.
It's excellent. So, I wish the last 40 years we'd have had it, right?
Well, you still look great. Yeah. Still look like you're living in Baja.
76 years old.
Yeah, good for you. So, 76, how'd that happen?
I don't know. Wait a minute.
We're rapidly approaching. Oh, I know that what that feeling is.
Rapidly approaching 77.
Yeah.
I don't feel it.
So, no.
Baja's treating you good, buddy.
Well, and retirement's doing well, huh? So yeah. You're pretty much retired now, right?
Yeah, I am. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely
traveling retired, a lot and living la vida loca.
Yeah, a lot. Last year we've done a lot of traveling, and it's been great.
Yeah.
It's been great. I'm enjoying my retirement.
Yeah, yeah.
Thought,
right? No, that's good. Where have you been traveling to?
Well, we've been to Europe. We've been on the East Coast. I've been to Europe three different times over the
last year. Wow. Good for you, John. That's cool.
Yeah. So I know you love Amsterdam. There, did you hear that KLM is going to start a nonstop flight San Diego to Amsterdam 3 days a week?
I did. Bill DeLue immediately sent me a...
probably already bought a ticket cheap, right?
That's an excellent flight. You know, we took that KLM normally out of L.A.
Right.
Directly into Amsterdam. And, you know, it's like a 9.5 hour, 10 hour flight. You're right there in the middle of it. So,
wow.
Yeah. We were, this last year, we spent a couple weeks in Prague. And Prague is really cool.
Is it?
Prague is like Amsterdam used to be, you know, 30 years ago. Jen and I have been going over there for, since the early 90s, you know. Pretty much every year we'd go to, we'd go in November at the end of our season and spend a week or 2 weeks over in Europe. And we'd always start in Amsterdam and go over. So, yeah, we enjoy Europe. We've got friends over there, and it's a lot of fun. But now we're just settling down. You know, we bought a home in Las Vegas, Summerlin. So we're living over there now. And we kept our house here in San Diego, but we're over there most of the time. And
that's your residence.
Yeah, I'm the
so that Newsom can't come after you.
Yeah.
No.
Or Newsomeless.
Yeah. It was for monetary reasons. I was hesitant to move to Las Vegas. You know, I just Las Vegas. You get that vibe, and we actually like it a lot. We really enjoy it.
That's
over
cool.
There. Yeah, it's seasonal, you know. It's like over there right now, it's cold.
Yeah.
It's just down in the 30s at night. And,
well, it's a desert.
Yeah, it's high desert.
Yeah.
And there's snow on the mountains. I was surprised when we moved. Last year, we really moved over there, and there's snow up in the mountains back then. It actually snows two or three times a year on us. You know, it melts right away, but it's cool. It's seasonal, much more seasonal than here. And we enjoy it. And the fact that we can go back and forth. I got the grandkids, Jeannie and my daughter, and the grandkids are out here, so I pop back and forth. It's perfect. Yeah.
That's so cool.
But you still get down to Rancho Leonero. You still have a house at Rancho Leonero.
Oh, yeah, of course. I don't want to leave out the ranch. Yeah, we're working on the house right now. We remodeled the whole house over the past year, so I haven't been spending that much time down there, but the house is finally done now, so I'll be back there. So we'll be moving around, you know. It's Las Vegas, San Diego, Mexico.
It's not a bad life.
Good program.
So what is going on? And now we can ask the typical question: what is going on in Rancho Leonero?
That's the question on everybody's mind. They haven't started construction yet. One development group out of Monterrey, Mexico, the Sada family, an old Mexican family, one of the original 200 families, really good people, really, really good people, and it's been a pleasure doing business with them. They haven't started construction yet. They're waiting on their permits. They want everything in line. It's taken longer than they expected. They wanted to start last April, and they're still working on water permits, construction, all that. Everything takes so much time down there. It's really a bureaucracy down there in a big way. So they're working on it. So the hotel's still there. The hotel looks better than ever. It's kind of spooky, you know, going in there, because they're doing a really good job keeping up the landscaping and keeping the hotel maintained and all that. And, of course, there's nobody in there.
Oh, that's true.
And, yeah, but so consequently, it looks better. All the landscaping, everything, people aren't trampling
the
lawns and everything. So you walk in there, and, of course, for me, you know, a lot of nostalgia.
Yeah.
And I go in there, and, yeah, it's definitely different. But it's all there right now, and I don't know how much longer that's going to last, but they're going to be doing residential development. They're going to build a hotel. I think the plans now is between a 70 and 100 room hotel, not a real big hotel.
Uh-huh.
That'll support the residential development is what they're doing. And what happened, Costa Palmas found that out, Iron Gate Development, down at their development, that the hotel business is okay. But the north wind is a factor. But the East Cape, because it's like a lake out in front most of the time, the beach is really safe for families and the kids and all that. As far as Cabo, which is really dangerous, they've discovered that residential sales are the way to go. People can build a home close to the beach. You can send the family down, and they're not going to get washed away by a rogue wave or something like that. So residential has been the way to go. And so consequently, you know, just like Cabo San Lucas, the East Cape is exploded.
Yeah.
Best way to
exploded.
Describe it. Yeah.
I still don't get it. I mean, I've been down there in January, and it's cold and windy.
It does.
Right?
It does.
It's a totally, it's a 180-degree turn from Cabo San Lucas.
Speaking about
seasons, and that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, you know.
But I hope it never becomes that, right?
Well, it is.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Yeah, it's interesting because the weather on the East Cape versus Cabo are completely different.
Yeah.
It's an hour,
of the north wind, right?
An hour drive over. That's part of it. You know, the north winds venturi down the Gulf, down the Sea of Cortez, and really blow. But you just get around that corner, you know, just closer to San Jose, and it's just a completely different weather system and everything else. It's kind of nice, you know, because if it's the weather's, and it's about really about a 50-50. The problem with East Cape is that when it blows, it'll blow for a week or 2 weeks straight, you know. And
well, when we have these conditions like we have today, Santa Ana condition this week, this is what
this
brings
it. Yeah. For
and it starts, you know, it's a weather event. It's November to March, you know, every year that you're subject to those winds. And that's, of course, the high hotel season over in Cabo. So.
That being said, there's still fish to catch. Chris sent me a picture from Bakary yesterday, some beautiful 78-pound tuna, right?
Actually, you know, the fishing is as good or better in the winter.
You just have to pick your day, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe during the break, you were telling us
Best tuna fishing I've ever had is around Christmas. We had like 3 years in a row we're just smacking them. There's nobody out there, right?
Yeah.
So even if you can't pick up bait, they're just biting. They're hungry out there. And good fish, we just load it up. Yeah, but the tuna fishing always, I couldn't tell you why, but real, real strong in the winter months.
Yeah, that's cool. So who are buying all these multi-million dollar houses down in that area?
It's scary. It's scary, the money. I have no idea. I don't.
Is it international? Is it Americans?
No, well, it's mostly Americans that I can see, you know.
Yeah.
They got, like, down below at Costa Palmas, Jeff Bezos bought a place. Packer, James Packer from Australia.
Yeah.
You know, he's
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo DiCaprio and his parents live down there. DiCaprio's parents live down there. And it just blows me away. They're selling a home down there for $45 million.
What?
Yeah, they sure are.
That's how far from the ranch? 5 miles?
Yeah, 4 miles. Maybe,
4 miles.
Right down the beach.
So do you see that same thing happening at Rancho Leonero?
Yeah, you know, it's been slower take up there because, you know, we're not as organized and we haven't, you know, the marketing hasn't been the same. But you consider at the ranch, like all the homes at Costa Palmas are really not beachfront. There's a common beach area, you know, that the public can access. Not the public, but residents of the
not true
of
beachfront.
The development. Yeah, so it's not true beachfront. At the ranch, those are all right on the water, right in front.
On it.
And that hasn't caught up yet, but it will. It's just a matter of time, you know, especially with one development coming in. They're a higher-end developer than Costa Palmas.
They build beautiful luxury homes.
Yeah. Punta Mita's theirs.
Wow.
That's their development, to give you an idea. Uh-huh. Punta Mita's the highest-end resort in Mexico.
Yeah.
Number one.
Beautiful.
And that's one development. So they're going to do nice stuff. But it's changing, gosh, you know.
Yeah, wow.
Anything, you know, when you consider it's an hour away from the airport there.
Yeah.
And everything in Cabo County.
And it's a different world.
Yeah, it is. It is.
There's a lot of things to do. Even when the wind blows, there's still a lot of things to do.
When I first went down there, you know, the only way you could get down there back when I did it was, of course, driving back and forth or going from Tijuana to La Paz. In fact, then it was Aeromexico, Mexicana, or whatever you could get.
California.
Yeah, and infrequent, so you never knew what you're going to come up with. But you go down there, and it's, you know, it's a two-hour flight, and you get in there, and it's another world. And that's what always impressed me. I said, wow, you know, 2 hours away, and you're in the tropics. It's the real deal down there. So close, so accessible. You know, as soon as I got that lesson, I knew that there's a real opportunity, because sooner or later it was going to catch on.
When did you first go there?
Well, I've been going down for a while. You know, I was down there diving and fishing, actually in the late 60s, early 70s. But I was down there in 79, and then I actually purchased the ranch in 82.
Uh-huh.
And, boy, there was There was not much going on down there.
Palmas de Cortez there, or Punta Colorado, or?
Yeah, Palmas de Cortez was, the Van Wormers had just taken it over from Tico. Tico had passed away. Uh-huh. And Bob and Cha-Cha moved up from Punta Colorado to Palmas de Cortez with the kids.
So they were down at Punta Colorado.
They were down
before you bought the ranch,
right?
Bob was kind of instrumental in helping you out.
Oh no, right? He's my mentor.
Yeah,
you know, what a great guy Bob was, and I'm a competitor, right? So, you know, it's very unusual, but a good guy helped and he helped not just me. He helped everybody down there. You know, every breakfast he would hold court at breakfast, basically.
Cool.
You know, and buy everybody breakfast, and there would be almost all gringos, you know, need help with this, with a water tank or whatever, or permits or whatever. He was there for everybody every day. And there's nothing Bob liked better than building somebody a septic system or something.
Yeah. You know,
he was really a good guy.
He liked to get his hands dirty.
Oh, yeah. He was really, really a good guy.
Well, he'd be so proud of the boys now with all the different stuff that they're doing. Have you been down to Palmas and seen the pickleball resort that they're developing?
Of course,
It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Come on in, Mike Lum. Mike Lum, just step off the Royal Polaris.
I didn't recognize
Look at that.
Mike.
You don't recognize
no,
Mike Lum?
Mike's off somewhere.
Yeah. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I have a mic here for you.
Mike, a mic for Mike. And Mike Lum, but you need to stand over here.
No, over here. All right. Well, cover me up. Yeah. And that way the camera can see you.
Oh, well, that's a problem. I should stand over there.
Yeah. So, all right. You're returning my gear, Talica.
I am. Okay. I am. Thank you for the use of that. Those are wonderful reels.
Did you use?
I did not.
Thank you, Rick.
I did not catch a big tuna on that, but I did catch a number of other smaller fish. Our small tuna were the 50 pounders.
Oh yeah, those little dinks.
Those little guys,
the 50s.
But I'll tell you, the trip was so fantastic. Never in my life has I thought, what can I use to avoid catching a tuna? Because to try to catch a yellowtail, which, by the way, the yellowtail fishing was, for me, it was unbelievable. A couple of days of wonderful yo-yo fishing, and then one morning of just as many surface iron fish. It was just unbelievable. Great.
That's
but every once
awesome.
In a while, you'd get your tuna on the surface iron. So.
Wow. How far down was that surface iron? Because you were on your way home, right?
Yeah, it was just about the same area where we caught all the big yellowfin going down.
North of St. Louis.
Yeah, so these boats that are going out on these 3-day trips right now that are going to run down there, they're going to have great fishing.
That's so cool. Yeah.
So you were on a 10-day trip. Royal Polaris just came back this morning. What time did you guys hit the dock? Because they're already on their way to the fuel box.
This is the Davis Boats trip, right?
Yeah. I think we came in about an hour earlier than normal because they were leaving on the 3-day right now, and they're already turned it around.
Oh, got it. So, like, they're already gone.
Yeah, they want the extra time to get back down to where these fish are.
That makes sense.
Oh, wow.
That makes total sense.
Yeah. So they've already left for the trip.
They went to fuel.
But they're going to turn and burn.
Yeah.
Wow. So give us a lowdown on the trip.
Well, we had a wonderful, wonderful trip, and we started out fishing a day earlier than I thought we would. I called in last week, and we were on our way down. Jonathan found some fish I'm bad with distances, 15 miles off the coast, and we started catching these yellowfin, and they started out like, you know, oh, there's a nice, look at that 30, 40 pounder. Oh, look at that. That was the smallest fish we caught. These fish were legitimately 50 to 80 pound yellowfin tuna every bait you put in the water. And it lasted in that evening, and then we like didn't fish during the night, and we got up in the morning, and the fish were still with us. We fished from sunup to sundown, never started the engine.
Oh, how cool is that?
And I don't think there was ever a time there wasn't a fish or two going, and sometimes everybody was going. And then I think late in the day, Jonathan called in the Vagabond, and they came over. And they pulled right up next to us, started throwing some bait. All their rods went bendo, and then we backed away and left to go south.
That's so cool.
I don't know how long they were on them, but But we left them with a great school of fish.
A lot, all you want. And then you went south, and then you got a big one, right?
I did. First we went to Aleo's, fished the wahoo. We had 35 wahoo for the boat. Everybody got one.
Nice.
And I hooked two on that's a 7X junior jig.
Hey, yeah, right.
I hooked two. I lost one pretty close to the boat, but got the other one.
Mike Lum's got a secret special Salus, a custom ordered 7X Junior.
Oh, you set him up with?
It's fantastic.
I just aided him in getting it. This was Mike's lure that he came with, so he can get me more of these.
Well, I mean, it was passed on to me last year by somebody else, so it's just like now I noticed half a dozen guys had them on the boat, so there's no secret to them, yeah. but they still work really well. So anyway, we did the wahoo thing, and then there was nothing else going on at Aleo's. We left, and then we went down to the Morgan Bank, which I didn't realize how close to Cabo that is. We basically went to Cabo.
Yeah.
And so we spent a day doing the big fish. And so we get up in the morning, and I was first on the kite rotation, right? I really didn't have that much interest in hooking one of these giant fish. So I said, let somebody else do it. So we went through the morning, and then I saw one come on the boat. It was about, 220 pounds, something like that. It was like, oh, my God, this thing's huge. So later in the day, I walked out to do something, and they said, hey, your number's up again if you want to do the kite rotation. I go, yeah, why not? Well, I grabbed the rod, and they put a couple sardines out for me, and they're bouncing back there, and I'm looking at them, and I'm trying to just squint to see the sardines, and Eddie yells over, wind. So I got this 50-wide Shimano, and I start cranking on the thing, and everything tightens up. It snaps out of the release, and 2 hours later, after this fish beat me up back and forth and drug me around the boat a few times, they gaffed it and put it on the boat. And so that was my personal best. I think it was 226.
Hey, nice fish, Mike.
Yeah, it was real fun.
That's really
a lot of fun.
Jackpot?
No, because it was a kite fish.
But
literally when I hooked up, one of the guys got one on a fly line sardine that weighed 230.
Ah.
He just won the jackpot with that.
Wow.
And we just announced that.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. And then you fished on the way home, too.
Yeah, we fished on the way home. We stopped at somewhere up by Natividad, I think, and we caught a few yellowtail there, and then... I think we caught some yellowtail there. Then we came a little bit further north, and yesterday morning I was yo-yo fishing, catching a couple yellowtail, and one of the guys was very persistent. He kept throwing the surface iron, and I kind of thought he was wasting his time, honestly, until he hooked a really nice yellowtail. I said, well, if one would bite it, another one will. Yeah. And so I started throwing it. Well, I started catching them. Other guys started catching them. And now it turned into a two-hour wide-open surface iron bite on 30. No, well, not 30. I think they were more like 20 to 25-pound yellowtail.
Ooh, that's so cool.
Beauty. With an occasional 30 or 40-pound tuna mixed in. It was like, oh, damn, another tuna.
Wow. And Jonathan Yamati was running the boat.
Jonathan ran the boat.
The new, soon-to-be owner of Total. Actually, he is the owner, and he's taken over the spot.
Yeah, he's doing a wonderful job.
Yeah.
He really is. I mean, he put a trip together that was so well orchestrated, and every decision he made seemed to be the right decision, even though it might not have seemed like it. You know, it was like, why are we doing this? Well, now I know why we were doing that, because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And
he's silent but deadly.
But think about that. Like, he went and had wide-open tuna fishing, then everybody on board got a wahoo, then had a shot at trophies, then had a shot at Yavin. You checked every box.
Oh, absolutely. I just told someone on the dock, they go, how was fishing? I said, if you had a problem with catching fish on this trip, you really need a new hobby. Because even I caught a lot of fish on this trip, right? So it was
really the nice
fun.
Thing was, is I know you're always, Mike Lum is always working, as you guys know.
Mike Lum,
you were able to work on the boat because of the Starlink.
Yeah. Oh, Starlink is changed. It's a life changer for me. There's no way I could get on a boat and be gone for 10 days and be out of touch. And Starlink worked consistently every day, phone calls, text messages, and email. And I know that makes some people nauseous thinking about going on a vacation and working, but I couldn't have gone.
Yeah, exactly.
And I had to go.
I was able to stay in touch the whole time.
It allowed
me to go.
That's the beauty, is you don't have to use it. You can turn your phone off if you have that luxury, but the ability to check in and put out fires and check in with the office now allows you to do a 10-day trip where before before, that just wasn't a possibility.
No, and it's good, you know, you don't have to have special apps or any of that. It's just really just like normal.
What a trip.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Man, so, so great, Mike.
We also had a very nice fundraising raffle on board for Rollo, for the Rollo organization, and we raised enough to take a whole other boat of kids out. So, you know, there'll be 40 or 50 more kids.
Really?
That'll get to go. So that was very nice of the guys on the boat. And
So you basically know. You brought some prizes, everybody bought a ticket, and yeah. raised a bunch of money?
Well, what we do is we bring our annual raffle tickets, which right now we're in that mode of selling those.
Right.
And so what we do is we say if you buy 10 of those on the boat, then you get entered into the on-boat raffle.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a,
nice.
So, yeah, it worked out.
Yeah. And sadly, though, John Ireland used to donate a trip to Rancho Leonera every year to that. There's no more of that, unfortunately. But.
Sorry, Mike.
Believe me, every year when we put that list together, I think about you, and I think, well, that was really so special for you to do that for all those years.
No doubt, John.
I don't even know how many years you did that, how many trips you gave away, but it was very helpful.
Well, thanks for returning my Shimano gear to me. I'm glad it performed well for you.
It absolutely did, and I used it for things I didn't really think I would use it for, honestly.
Cool.
And as it turned out, I used the boat's tackle for the big one, which worked out fine too. So,
and then your Talica 16 for a lot of that middle grade tuna.
Yeah, all that, and I was pleasantly, like I said, I was surprised. You know, you just kept going. Well, I'm fishing 50, maybe that's too light. I mean, pretty soon you're fishing straight 80, and you're pulling on these fish, and it's like they're biting everything you throw at them.
In the corner.
Yeah, in the corner it was really fun.
Yeah.
It was just a great trip. Anybody that is thinking or wanting to do a long-range trip and just never pull the trigger, book on a fall trip next year, and you'll really, really have great fishing. You know, we don't know what will happen a year from now, but the variety of fish you get on a 10-day trip is everything from, I got a couple grouper, too, in the mix and all that stuff. So
Are you going next year?
Of course I'm going.
Are there any spots available on this Davis Boats 10-day Royal Polaris trip?
For next year?
Yeah.
I'm assuming, you know, there's always two or three. There were a couple guys here that said they had conflicts that they're not going to be able to go.
So. Okay, so
but now
jump
is
on
the
it.
Time. Don't
call
don't
the
wait.
Royal Polaris office. Book online, royalpolarissportfishing.com.
It's a very popular trip for that reason.
And it's a great time of the
year. It's a great time of year. There's always good variety. And this trip has seen everything. I mean, it has seen epic wahoo fishing, big yellowfin. It's seen big bluefin. I mean, this is like one of those kind of historic trips that they always catch. The Davis Boats trip is always a really good one. It's just a good time of year to be down there. And the beauty of 10 days is it just gives you time. It gives you time to travel the distance if you need to, or fishing slow, you can scratch away, or you can hopscotch and do whatever. Like, that's a really special trip.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Mike, thanks for very much. Thanks for all you do for Rollo and all your hard work, Tim, and all the guys that help Rollo raise money to take kids fishing.
Well, like I always say, it's a big, giant team, and we all play a role, and the end result is the kids win.
Yes.
Well
no
said.
Doubt about it. All right, Mike. Well, thanks for coming by. Appreciate
you guys.
The live
thanks,
report
Mike.
Here
That's
in the
fun.
World headquarters.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. Great to see you. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
You're not.
Lots to talk about. We've got a fresh report from Mike there, and John Ireland's here.
It's still cool, man. It's going to be a great day, and we're just going to have lots of fun doing it. If you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones. Phones are already packing up. Or send us a text, man. The text the show option is so popular. We've had a bunch of texts already pouring through. If you want to send a text, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. We say it every morning. It's a free download. It's easy to find, easy to do. You don't get any spam. You don't get any junk. You just get your access to Let's Talk Hookup. And you can catch the show 24/7 whenever you want to listen to it on demand. Let's Talk Hookup will be there. It's a great way to listen on your drive home from work. You can catch all the hot tips. It's a really fun way to do it. And again, it's the only way to text into your questions to John Ireland this morning. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. A name and a phone number is all we need, along with your text, because if you win that big prize, we want to make sure to get it to you. And what a prize we are giving away today. One lucky caller or texter, as always, is going to be decided by our prize coin at the end of the show, whether the winner is a caller or a texter, is going to win a $300 gift certificate to CostaSunglasses.com. $300 to spend in any way you want it. You can buy multiple pairs of glasses. You can buy one pair of glasses and use the money left over to buy coolers or performance shirts or all the great Costa swag they got. $300 coming your way. Plus, you're going to get the brand new 2025 Bill Varney Sport Fishing Calendar. He did a fantastic job this year. Really killer photography. Really the tides, as always, all the important dates, the dates of the shows, just killed it in a great calendar. Available now. We've got them at the shop. They're available everywhere. I was at Dana Landing yesterday, saw him down there. It's just he did a great job. Bill, you killed it.
Yeah, good job, Bill.
Yep, going to be a lot of fun. Again, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is how you reach Sean. We got a whole lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Boy, phones packed up quick. Lots of great texts rolling through as well. Again, if you want to join us this morning, 213-432-1090. That's how you do it.
Those of you watching us on Facebook and YouTube Live, sorry, we just lost the camera.
Oh, no.
I have no idea what happened, but we're going to work on getting it back. So
I'm just
still
glad
listen.
That it finally happened
yeah.
when you
oh,
were
yeah,
at the
yeah,
helm.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the last
okay.
time we started the, you know, we're doing the Facebook Live thing, and it's very fun, and it's neither Pete nor I are super tech savvy. Let me assure you that. And of course, the first time I'm doing the show solo without Pete, camera just goes down.
Yeah.
And like, I'm telling you, I did everything a guy could do to get it back. And like, and it just didn't happen. Unfortunately, bummer. But you know what? It is, we had the great show. And we've done Let's Talk Hook Up for a long time.
And you can still listen to it.
Yeah. So I'm telling Pete. I'm telling you, bro. I did everything he could do. Pete comes back from his trip. And he just turns the thing on. It works perfect. He goes, I don't know what you did, man.
I have no idea what's going on.
Well, I hope it pops back up.
We'll get it back.
I'm glad it finally didn't happen under my run.
We'll get it back.
Well, it's a new deal for me, guys. It's a
a
bonus.
Yeah, totally.
If it works, that's great.
Sure.
If not, we'll do it the old way.
We'll get her.
Exactly.
We'll get her back.
Exactly. So,
in the meantime, phones are packed up for sure. And if you want to get through, 213-432-1090 is how you do it. Let's start off this morning with Harry, who's calling us from La Jolla. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. A few minutes ago, it was great listening to you, all of you. The four of you are probably my most favorite friends in the fishing business. I wanted to say thanks to Mike with Rollo. I won a couple weeks ago. I won the Reel of the Week, and I guess he's not in your office now, but I wanted to thank him. John, I have to tell you, some of the most incredible experiences I've had in my fishing life has been with you down at the ranch. I love fishing off your boat, the El Jefe. And, of course, I caught my first, well, not of course, but I did catch my first wahoo down there. And the ranch, I'm going to miss it. I really am going to miss it. I'm going to miss the rides with you in the dune buggy. I'm going to miss Smokies. Oh, I can still go to Smokies, I guess. But Pete and Rick, I want to thank you guys for the tournament that you had down there. In fact, one year I won the tournament. Unfortunately, I won last place.
Yeah, the El Zorillo Award.
Hi, Harry. You know, you can come down anytime. I have the house down there. You come down with old Bill DeLue, and we'll go fishing on El Jefe. No worries. No worries, buddy.
That's
nice
cool.
to hear from
you. Well, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Harry does bring up something I want to talk about, too. What an amazing, fun run and fun times the annual Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament was. I mean, just all the classic stories, some fantastic fishing in between for everything, too. Like, there would be years when the tuna were biting crazy, and other years where it was all marlin, and other years where, you know, Pam and Phil would just sneak out the win on everybody by catching jacks and bottom fish and, you know, big pargos. And it was a really, really fun time with so many loyal patrons. That was a really, really cool. That was a really fun time.
I really miss all those good times. I really do. You know, Pam did such a great job, Pam and Phil together, you know, booking and everybody's family, you know, and some of the employees at the ranch, that was their only job, their whole life. They were there. So some of them were working for me for over 40 years.
For your going away party,
believe it or not,
there was a lot of tears, a lot of sadness among the staff. I remember the bartenders and the waiters would just come up to me and go, oh, no more Rancho Leonero.
Yeah. Like
tears.
It
is sad.
It really was a family. You know, the hotel's only 34 rooms, and it had about 80-some employees, and you know, very familiar. And like I say, the tenure of most of the employees is well over 20 years. So, it really, really was a family environment. And that was the toughest part,
yeah,
right? You know, and closing it all up and was actually much simpler than I thought it was going to be. You know, of course, everyone got severance and everything on the way out. And I tried to be as generous as I could, and so that nobody was in distress in any way by the closure. But it was still tough times, you know. And when you have that many people and that many employees, we didn't have not one complaint, not one ripple when I closed, which is really unusual down in Mexico, you know, with that many employees. There's bound to be one or two people, employees that are not going to be happy. But that wasn't the case. It really was family, and I miss it dearly. Yeah.
Some of the best memories of my life are being down at that place with my dad and fishing. And I know so many people are the same way. You know, when you had multiple generations of families that fish there with you, you know, dad and son, and then it turns into dad and son and grandson.
Three full generations. Yeah, you know, kids bringing, fathers bringing their kids, and then those kids bringing their kids and snorkeling on the reef in front and all that. Really, really was a lifestyle, and
that's special.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people enjoyed it, of course, myself included. But it was a special experience, and I'm a lucky guy to have run into that property and did what I did.
No doubt about that.
Well, hey, we had a great text come through from Darren in Menifee. It says, "Good morning, Pete, Rick, and especially John. John, welcome back. You have the most calming and inviting voice in the world. Rancho Leonero always sounded like heaven. We've heard you've been doing a lot of travel. Can you give us an idea of another resort that has that same laid-back feel, even if it's not in Cabo?"
Wow. That's a hard one. You know, It's hard to replace the ranch. A ranch was kind of a one of a kind. It was old style when I built it, I was totally on the KISS method, keep it simple, stupid, you know. And so I was a lot of copying for me. And when I first built it, I built it to my taste and all that. But it was, everything was very simple. Meals were included and all that. But I was doing what everyone else was doing at the time. And slowly everybody else morphed out of it, you know, and everybody, all the other homeowners aspired to be a Hyatt or a Hilton or whatever. And I kept the old Mexican flavor and just kept the original style that I started with. And that did become unique. And eventually there was no one else doing what I am doing, the very, very old style of running the hotel with the meals included, et cetera. And no one else is doing that now. You pay extra if you want to have your meals included, but it's not all inclusive. Anyway, it's interesting because it is unique, so unique now. I don't think there's another hotel down there doing the same thing. Certainly in Baja, you know, like I said, there are all kinds of cool places in the world to go. Like I said, we just came back from Prague and we were just so impressed. Everything was very inexpensive. You know, you could get a beer, good draft beer, for $1.50, $2, and lots of restaurants. It's a great walk in town. There's a lot of places to go in the world that you can really enjoy yourself, that you still get the old feeling. Cabo now is, and the East Cape eventually is changing. It's a high end tourist resort. You know, it's changed so much over the last 40 years since I've been down there.
One thing that was so special about the ranch was how much it was a transformation from what you were used to at home. You know, it was just a different world. The laid back, the being in the tropics, the weather, the good fishing, the cold margaritas, all that stuff. But it was an hour and a half flight. You know, you got on the plane, like you have breakfast at home, and then you ran down to the airport real quick, and you hopped on the plane, and you were there. You'd have breakfast at your house, and you'd have lunch at the ranch. You know, it was so accessible.
Well, that's the thing, too. You know, being as close as it is. You know, when I first went down there, and I was first wandering around down there, it just blew me away. The 2 hours away, you're in the tropics. It's really another world down there. And the fact that it is so close and so accessible. Keep in mind, when I first went down there, you know, the big airport there, the Cabo Airport, wasn't there. I had to fly from Tijuana into La Paz when I went down, or drive, of course. And there's hardly anybody down there. So I've really, really seen it grow. Yeah. You know, when I bought our property, the ranch, what I paid for it, we had a leak in our water system in the development at the ranch, and the contractors to fix the leak in the water tank, they wanted more to fix the leak than I paid for the whole place. Almost 2 miles of beachfront, right?
No way.
That's how much it's changed. It's scary.
That's cool.
It's
now there's a $45 million house down the road.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, it's just amazing how much it's changed.
Wow.
And you know, for me, not always for the better. You know, development, everything's worth more money and everything, but I preferred it the old way.
Yeah. That shows. You know, that was the number one thing we would hear on the show every time. Here, don't change anything. Don't change it. We love it.
Like, I never did.
Yeah.
Of course, it's, you know, it's back to the KISS symbol. That's an easy thing to do. Okay, I won't change it. Everything
cool.
is good. And, you know, and I, like I say, the food and everything else was to my taste. And the whole system, the whole setup at the ranch was how I liked it.
Yeah, it worked out because John was one of us.
It was very personal.
No doubt. All right, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more of your phone calls, your texts, and great stories with John. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shoot-in hunting and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, having John back in the studio.
Still trying to fix the camera.
Yeah, it's all good, man.
But we have audio.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the most important thing.
We definitely have audio.
Yeah,
that is for sure.
But we also have catch reports, too.
You got it, man. Today, our catch report is sponsored in part by the great friends at Gamakatsu. They're not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you're going to want all of them, all the different sizes, flex blade, and more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors with the ceramic blades that'll never rust. They're a really cool scissor. We were given a couple of tackle days to try, and I just put them up on our reel bench at the line machine at
they're
the
amazing.
Tackle store. Those things cut thousands of knots, a week at the in the tackle store. They get used all the time. It's like a mini serrated ceramic scissor for cutting braid, and they're awesome. It cuts really clean, super sharp. You can check them out at your local dealer, or you can check Gamakatsu.com. And we're going to start off our catch port up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff this morning. Good stuff. Yeah, totally. Well, hey, quick report for us. Just classic fall week of fishing up here. Water temps obviously dipped as a result of that wind on Friday. So we were looking at like 56, 57 degree water yesterday. But the half-day fishing has kind of been centered on sand bass and sheephead. Guys fishing the shrimp for the sheephead. Has had some good success. Bass fishing has required a light line approach, 8 to 12 pound line. The guys kind of scaling it down and been getting the better bites. Plenty heavy to catch what we've been catching. So don't let that line size kind of deter you from what we've been doing. And we've had some really nice anchovy for our live bait too. So that kind of helped across the board there with that bass and whatnot. A few halibut in the mix there as well, as most of our action has been kind of coming off the bottom. So that's just kind of bycatches. Those guys are targeting those bass. Three-quarter day stuff has pretty much been all rockfish. That deep water on the 14-mile bank has been very productive for us. That same anchovy has fished really well out there. It's been perfect for that bigger chili pepper rockfish in the Floridas. But plenty being caught on the jigs, too. Again, man, those guys fishing those jigs have been doing really well out there. Obviously, the weather windows have been really important for us, kind of getting out there. So other than Friday, the conditions were really great out there all week. And then the Fury offshore there at Clemente, they wrapped their 2024 season this week. We had our Dana Wharf crew trip on there on Wednesday, and that was, I think, their last trip of the season. So tons of squid at the island out there. They just slide into the cove, and it just comes right up on the deck light. It was easy making bait, and then in the morning, the yellowtail wanted that stuff. We had 7 or 8 fish, and that fish was like 25 to 30-pound fish on the dropper loop squid. So still plenty to catch on the island there. Good bonito fishing along the front. We made some cod drops before we went home, and the rock fishing there at the island was fantastic, too. And then the bass in the shallows was still biting, too. The water there was in the 60 to 63 range. I'm not quite sure what it is now after that wind, but that was kind of what we fished during the week. So all in all, a good wrap for them on their season. And we plan to be out all week here as we watch the weather and go from there. So if you want to hop on a trip, give us a phone call here. Our number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danaworth.com.
Wooly, what a great job. Obviously, your voice is stressed, and you killed it. A great report and some really good fishing, man. We'll take that on a cold weather morning to hear that good of fishing, both at the island and on the beach. We'll take that all the time, man. A great job, great report. If somebody wants to come fishing, we know how to find you up at Dana Worth Sport Fishing. Great job on the website, the killer office staff. Sure appreciate everything you do for us, buddy.
All right, guys. Yeah, give us a call. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it really very much. While we're waiting for our catch report with Gundy Gunnison, I think you had a good text lined up.
Yeah, a good text, yeah, for sure. And it comes from Matt, and Matt didn't put where he's from, but he's somewhere in the L.A. area. It says, over the years, hearing stories about the ranch must be a very special place. What are some stories of your personal best catches that you've made?
I've got a big marlin. I got a 697.
Ooh, man.
Yeah, way back.
Did it eat a lure? Eat a tuna? It ate a lure. Okay.
It ate a lure right in front of the hotel, maybe a mile and a half right out. That first drop off right in front. I was just heading out, and we got into a nice one. I fought him for about 3.5 hours, and that was my biggest marlin ever. I've caught loads and loads of stripers, released most of them, probably thousands over the years. Big wahoo, I caught a wahoo over 100 pounds. A lot of big rooster fish over the years. I've caught a lot. I'm just thinking back. I've caught a lot of fish over the years. I love fishing the rooster fishing side, and I like going around and chasing the schooling tuna outside, and to me that's really, really exciting, running in front of those moving schools underneath the porpoise, and to me that's just a kick. That's probably my favorite thing, that and fishing inside for the rooster fish when the rooster fish are biting. But I've caught a lot of fish. I didn't see one particular one. But that was my biggest. That was my biggest fish, was that marlin.
You know what was fun to me over the years, too, was towards the latter part of the ranch, was seeing your guys and your crews like almost rediscovering the really killer big bottom fishing that was there. Like there was some days when even there was good tuna fishing, and you would look, I used to love going on and seeing all the pictures that you guys would post from the fishing that day and seeing big pargos or, big snappers or big amberjacks or whatever else. It seemed like it really caught fire in the latter part of the last couple of years.
Well, it's always been that way, you understand, because if the fishing, if the pelagics aren't working, if it's not working on top, it always works on the bottom on the ranch. There's so many fish down there. It's just stunning. And there's a couple of our captains that do pretty much nothing but fish the bottom, like Alonzo. And we have guests that do nothing but go with him. And he's also our diving guide, too. Okay. He's real familiar with the high spots all along the coast there. And, the bottom fishing's incredible. The amberjack that come out of there every year, geez,
crazy.
50 to 100 and whatever, every year we'll get 30 or 40, well over 50, 60 pounds.
Yeah.
Really big and giant pargo as well. I had a picture of myself. I used to go spearfishing all the time. And, a normal day would be come up with a couple pargo that are 20 to 40 pounds, And the bottom fishing is just extraordinary down there. I can't describe it enough. But that's always
and untouched.
Yeah, untouched. It seems like, because normally everybody's fishing top because that's what's going on. But the most consistent fishing on the ranch is on the bottom. And if it's not good on top, then you go down and you're always going to catch fish down there. Pompano, you just name all the different species that are available for you down there.
The other thing so fun about that was bringing whatever it was, bringing your pargo back or bringing a pompano back, and then having the gals in the kitchen just make some killer fish thing and sit on that patio and have a cold Pacifico and watch the world go by when you eat your fresh catch that night.
He's like, well, those pargo, you know, they hit you in entire, cooking them full is what in Spanish. And, boy, they do it great.
You know,
they
so
put them
good,
in the barbecue butter and they just load it up. It's and then you know they serve it on a big platter and just pick the meat.
Oh, so good. God, it's good times.
So good. Well, hey, the phones are packed up. They want to talk to John. Let's jump into it, Rick.
How about we talk next to Robert, who's calling us from Canyon Country this morning. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys, and hello to John. Just have a quick question. With all the years down there, I've been to the East Cape probably a dozen times, and I always felt really, really safe at the hotels. Did you have to deal with the cartel? I don't even know if this is something you can answer, but just kind of wondered. I always felt like
Good question, Robert. Yeah, well, I'm retired now, so I can say whatever I want. that's become an issue down there. Yeah, I don't want to go into it too deeply, but it has changed things over, especially over the last 10 years. They're more prevalent. They haven't. It's very, very safe on the East Cape, and the cartels are tourism is, you know, their bread and butter as well. So they're very, very careful, and they don't bother tourist people at all. Any kind of predation that's going on is normally locals. It's Mexican on Mexican, and so tourists are real safe down there. But they're around, and that's been a change. So that's kind of sad.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, we have our guy, Chris Moyer. Smokey Chris is on the line. Watch out.
Stole my job.
Well, he
come on, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
John, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
John, I can't believe you let the cat out of the bag. I told you to keep it just between you and I about my new $45 million pad I just bought.
Dude,
listen, man, I'm going to have a housewarming party soon, but, I mean, I'm not going to have any furnishing for a while, but other than that, it's mine. And I don't know if John obviously knows this. Many of your listeners probably don't, but the real money down here is not in this hotel real estate mumbo-jumbo crap. It's smoking fish. That's what money is.
That's it. That's why you were able to pay $45 million for the rent.
Yeah, exactly. I won't have any furnishings for a while, but yeah. John, I told you to keep that between us. But anyway, hey, in all seriousness, man, I tell you what, just being able I've had a ringside seat for about 25 years of just watching John, what he was able to build, along with Jennifer, to build this resort into what it eventually became. And he's right. It was old school. But having a ringside seat to watch that, I've been truly blessed. And John is one of my best friends that I have down here. But not only that, he's been a trusted mentor to me. I know John has talked about people that have mentored him, people like Roberto Van Wormer Sr. But, you know, it ain't easy down here, and people like John and Roberto Van Wormer, and even my pops to a certain extent could come down here and do stuff. And I've needed over the course of my tenure, you know, I don't know if you'd call it needed a shoulder to cry on, but I needed a shoulder to lean on, and John has always been there for me. He's been a trusted mentor and a great friend of me, and I'm so happy for him and Jen to be able to, you know, go into this part of the next chapter of their lives and deal with travel, enjoy the grandchildren, and enjoy the fruits of their labor.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you.
You got it, bud.
Life is good, bud.
Yeah, nice. And how about those tuna that were caught on Vaquero yesterday?
Oh, man, yeah. Hey, listen, I said yesterday on the report it could change today. And my partner Beecher went out and found some tuna, and I sent you those pictures, Pete. But hey, I got even more better news than that. John, our neighbor here in Leonero, Matt Mateo Clifton,
right.
He went out yesterday. He caught, he had a quad Wahoo hookup out of Pescado, close in there, John. A quad Wahoo hookup and landed all of them at the same time. And then, Wahoo everywhere yesterday. Another guy came in with three right there off Cerritos, just like I was talking about between Punta Colorado and Rancho Llanero. So, yeah, man, it's crazy. Now, unfortunately, yesterday was perfect, flat calm. And, of course, now the wind is going to start howling for about a week. But that's how it goes. That's how it goes, like Dunn said, you know.
That's Santa Ana condition. We talked about it at Santa Ana. Now it's blowing, right?
I was talking earlier with the guys, and during the winter, when the wind's not blowing, the fishing is really good. I've had my best tuna fishing right around Christmas, you know. Yeah.
I heard you say it, John, and it's true.
It is true. Well, these were schooling under the porpoise that you guys picked up yesterday, right, on Vaquera?
Yeah. I actually didn't get to talk to Diego specifically about where they were, but they had great. I mean, I sent pictures to Pedro, and I was just mentioning yesterday, hey, it could change today because the tuna fish has been a little slow. This time of year, there's less boats going out, you know, so it's, you know, when you have, you know, the full fleet fishing, they got a better chance to go, you know, find the fish. So when you have less hooks in the water, you know, it's a law of averages. But yeah, they did it yesterday. And like I said, it's going to slow down the wind. I'm here at home here at Llanero, John, and the wind's already, as predicted, it's going to howl for a week.
That time of year.
Well, hey, Chris, great to hear from you, and you've been a great, you're not John Ireland. I'm sorry.
He does a great job
filling in for John and keeping us informed of what's going on in the East Cape. He's a different personality.
Yeah, you're
big shoes to fill, man. I don't even aspire to even claim I can do that.
Come on.
I love you, John. I'll see you soon.
You're doing good. Okay,
great amigo, man. Awesome. Yeah. Hey, Chris, keep up the good work there, and keep smoking those ribs.
All right.
Great job.
Bye, guys. See you, buddy.
Okay,
hey,
we'll see you next Saturday.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in. We're going to finish off our catch report. We got our man Gundy Gunderson. We're going to be hearing from Steve Pinard. We got more catch reports. We got more of your phone calls, more of your texts, and a whole lot more with our buddy John. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just $0.89. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fastline Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane let my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on the inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip. And we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded boarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTreks, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrek inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass at the Sea of Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fast Lane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fast Lane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.